This is Fatima Mendez for UN News. On Thursday, the UN Security Council extended the mandate of the UN Peacekeeping Force in Cyprus, or UNFACYP, by 6 months. As UN broker talks between Greek and Turkish Cypriots aimed at unification remain deadlocked. Since 1964, the mission has been maintaining peace between the two sides of the divided Mediterranean island, and hopes were raised last year that a lasting peace settlement could be reached under UN auspices. Elizabeth Spehar, Special Representative of the Secretary General in Cyprus and head of UNFACYP, told UN News' Jasmina Guerra why UNFACYP is still needed today.
UNFACYP has been on the ground for a long time, and you look at Cyprus and you say Cyprus seems like a peaceful island, but it's not exactly at peace. Basically, Cyprus has been divided for decades. We have a 180-kilometer-long buffer zone that divides the south from the north, with 1,000 soldiers armed on each side, pointing at each other. We're on the ground to keep maintaining the peace, making sure there's not a recurrence of fighting, contributing to law and order, and also a return to normal conditions. So there are still challenges on the ground.
What are the prospects for resumption of peace talks in Cyprus? And what do you think, what according to you, needs to happen in order to secure an agreement?
Well, the Secretary General was quite clear in his last report on his good offices. The Security Council had asked for a report on progress in the talks. And he basically looked to the leaders. There are two leaders on the island who are trying to negotiate reunification of Cyprus. And he has appealed to them and to the other parties to return to talks in a results-oriented way, basically to go forward with political will, determination, and I think that is very necessary in addition to a spirit of compromise.
You are one of the very few female heads of peacekeeping missions. Why is it important to have more women in peacekeeping?
I think it's very important for many different reasons. First of all, I think the UN needs to lead by example, and I think we need to show in the areas where we work that women indeed are capable of working at all levels of the organization, including in peace and security operations. And it's also a good example for the communities that we serve specifically, that they have women to relate to. We do serve over 50% of the population of the places where we work, which are women. And it makes us honestly more effective on the ground, I think, to have women that are also bringing in their own experiences and their own perspectives. I think it's helping us to redefine leadership in the peace and security realm.